This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently, rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
There's so much that we could talk about today as far as what this administration is doing. Take the whole hour. For the sake of staying on par, I'm going to stay on par. So we're going to talk about people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. They don't even know where they came from. So we're going to get to that in just a second here. So hello, friends, as well as feelers of all amenities. And of those scholars, what us scoffs, what us say? Just rewind a little bit and we'll do that again. Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty, with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean, and to the right of me, our pretty little princess. Folks, welcome to the show. If you'd like to check us out online, you can do that. It is sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. You can also check us out on our Facebook pages, which is Sons of Liberty Radio. Don't forget radio, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, as well as Bradley Dean, two different websites, one fan page, one personal page. Like them both. We've got about 120 to 130,000 friends interacting now, and this is what we've been working for. So we're finally there, laying a premise, friends, and it's great interaction. Remember, evil prevails because good men do nothing. Let's get involved, raise our voices so we are not guilty of adding strength to tyranny. So in saying that, check them out, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, and Bradley Dean double E, Bradley Dean double E. You can also follow me on my Twitter account. And by the way, our producer Chase is knocking that out of the park right now. What are you doing now? I mean, you've raised it probably 6,000 friends just in the last week
like
and a half.
Yeah, we've doubled, maybe almost tripled now. But we're getting a lot of feedback, which is the fun part.
That's
not
what we're going for.
People just got the numbers on the page. That's not what it's about, but it's the interaction, people taking this stuff and throwing it out there to the point where we're getting hundreds of thousands, if not millions of people per week potentially seeing the stuff that we're posting, which is
literally
it's pretty incredible.
Yeah, literally.
I mean, for
with all the websites
tool,
and
yeah,
Twitter and
literally
columns.
Millions of people, yeah.
Yep, cool,
absolutely.
Awesome. So check that out, friends. Bradley Dean 1 on our Twitter account, Bradley Dean 1. You can also give us a phone call at any time if you are brave enough. I say that with a big smile on my face. 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Folks, we're showing you our faith by our works. We're turning talk radio into do radio. And as it was George Washington that said, deeds, not words. And, of course, he extracted that. He derived that from none other than Jesus Christ. Read 1 John 3:18 when you get a minute. And for those that know what's next, here it is. This is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, our pretty little princess?
Well, the reason why that is because it's just a terrible place to be when your brains are in somebody else's head. We want the mind of Christ. We want the heart of God. And we also want to be led by the Spirit here at the Sons of Liberty and all you sons and daughters of liberty as well. Now, we are starting to go over our assembly program this week. This is a perfect time for people such as Vanessa, who was talking about wanting to homeschool and that sort of thing. And her husband wasn't thinking government schools were getting too bad. Well, actually, we had a response from this Facebook post on Bradley Dean, Bradley Dean's personal page. He has a picture with a kid crying who has got handcuffs, maybe a four-year-old kid, and a barcode across his chest, and it says government property, basically because he is the property of the government schools. Well, we had a nice response from one of our Daughters of Liberty who said this: parents, wake up. It is this bad and getting worse every day. Don't think, oh, my children go to a good school. Nope, she says, there are no good schools if your beliefs are Christian, American exceptionalism, free market capitalism, and you believe in the Declaration, the Bill of Rights, are the two most important documents created by man. Time to homeschool, she said. Rescue the children. And Angela Bean has done some great work on Common Core. So when you're looking and you're saying, listen, you know, well, I just don't know really what's going on in public schools, take a listen.
I'll just throw my kids in the cesspool of sharks anyways.
That's
you know,
right.
To see what happens and what comes out of it, right?
You need to take a listen to this radio program all this week. We're exposing what's going on in public schools, and we're also showing you the hope of what we give to kids when we go into these indoctrination fields. Now, I thought this would be a great quote that some of you should very much so listen to. Actually, all of us should. From Noah Webster, he said this: the education of youth should be watched with the most scrupulous attention. It is much easier to introduce and establish an effectual system than to correct by penal statutes the ill effects of a bad system. The education of youth lays the foundations upon which both law and gospel rest for success. He also said this on education of youth in America, that every child in America should be acquainted with his own country. He should read the books that furnish him with the ideas that will be useful to him in life and practice. As soon as he opens his lips, he should rehearse the history of his own country. He should list the praise of liberty and of those illustrious heroes and statesmen who have wrought a revolution in her favor. So if we're going back to our educational systems and we're seeing these things aren't being promoted, such as the gospel of Jesus Christ and Christianity, the principles of our republic, then we shouldn't have our kids being indoctrinated for 8 hours a day. In these systems, we should take them out and do the educating ourselves so they can get a proper history, love of country, love of freedom, love of God first and foremost.
And well, what you're seeing in essence is the fact that the church in America, the lack of Christianity that the people throughout the United States of America are seeing, the lack of Christianity, it's interesting to note that there is no shadow of a doubt that we are who we are, where we came from, and that's what this radio show is all about, laying the foundation so people can understand where they came from. As a matter of fact, it was Woodrow Wilson, love him or hate him, he said the truth. In his confusion, he spoke out the truth when he said, we are trying to do a futile thing if we don't know where we came from or what we have been about. He said, America was born a Christian nation. America was born to exemplify that devotion to the elements of righteousness which are derived from the revelations of Holy Scriptures. So, folks, just sit down, put your seatbelt on, and enjoy the ride, because we're going to talk about our foundations, where we came from, so you can know where you're going tomorrow.
Yes. And I think Angela made such a good point here when she was commenting on this. She said there are no good schools. I think so many times parents will say, well, that's not happening in my community. Or,
of course they are.
How do
and
you
they,
know?
The reason they're saying that is because they don't want to do anything
that's
about
right.
the
they
problem.
That's right. They don't want to have to actually take the responsibility upon themselves. But, you know, when you say, oh, my kids have a good school and this and that and the other thing. Listen,
they
if they're teaching
do.
That they came from monkeys, if they're teaching evolution, if they're not teaching correct history.
Well, I mean, they're teaching in that man can marry man now and women can marry women, folks.
Homosexual
this is
agenda
incredible.
From 5 years old. We're talking kindergarten age. And if you think that that's the way that your children should be trained up, then more power to you.
Well, what did Benjamin Rush say? Signer of the Declaration in 1791. He said, if we were to remove the Bible from public schools, we would be wasting so much time punishing crimes and taking so little pains to prevent them.
That's right.
Why this ministry is up on the front, that we are on the cutting edge, friends. Literally, we are. That's why we've done 350 schools in 24 different states, because we're fighting for our posterity who is subjected to everything and protected from nothing. Prevention, my friends, is better than cure. That's it.
Amen. And as Andrew Jackson said, the Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests. If it's not found upon the Bible and the Constitution, we don't want to have anything to do with it.
That's right. People are destroyed for the lack of knowledge, Hosea 4:6. Talking about our high school program, let's take you down, well, history's alley, and show you who you are, friends. Bradley and Stephanie, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for Life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
Ben Franklin was right when defining diplomacy. It is seduction in another guise. So friends, I have to cut to the chase by bringing the hammer down and bring about the answers in which liberty is established.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
That's why people listen to the show. Politics and religion are married, regardless if you like it or not. If that politician is not submitted to God, who does he or she work for?
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
And if what I were telling you were not true, then what are you complaining about?
As George Washington said, truth will ultimately prevail where there is pains to bring it to light. We at the Sons of Liberty are traveling across the country bringing this message to those who are willing to do the stuff. If you want to have Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty speak at your school, university, or event, call 1-866-233-0747 or go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. Together, we can see real reformation by equipping the next generation with an understanding of who we are, where we came from, and what needs to happen to preserve our liberty.
You know, yesterday we did part one to the program that we present in high schools across the country. And interestingly enough, we're on part two today, and we're talking about how people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. When you go to Scripture, the very foundation of all that we are, as a matter of fact, if you want to question that, you can, but you can just go to the state preamble in all 50 states of our union. You can see that the state preambles all acknowledge God Almighty, and that's the God of the Mosaic Institution because we're based off of common law, God's moral law. And taking it to the next step, we can see that Thomas Jefferson also said, if a nation expects to be ignorant and free, it expects what never was and never will be. Interestingly enough, all the way up until 1962 in public schools in this country, for the most part, people had to read George Washington's farewell address where he said religion and morality, the Christian umbrella friends, the Baptists, the Catholics, the Lutherans, the Wesleyans, so on and so forth. He said that religion and morality are the essential pillars of civil society. And so we're trying to figure out why we're destroyed, when, especially when you look at those in this country at 78% ratio that believe that they're Christians. When, in fact, when I'm doing events across the country, I can say how many in the room are Christians, and for the most part, 90%, 95% of the hands will go up in the room, and I'll say, can you tell me three of the Ten Commandments? And they can't. See, this is why people are destroyed. Everybody's claiming their Christianity, but the world is seeing very little of Christ. And wasn't it Jesus that rebuked the religious hypocrites of the day when he said, you honor me with your lips, but your hearts are far from me? And I'll tell you why that's taking place. It's because the people of this country have taken advantage as to what has been given unto them, and they need to pay attention to the price that's been paid for the freedoms that you have. And yes, friends, here's the encouraging word. You still have the freedom to do the right thing. Okay? But going back to what Jefferson said again, he said, if a nation expects to be ignorant and free, it expects what never was and never will be. When I'm talking to the students across the country, I'll say, if a nation expects to be stuck on stupid, it expects what never was and never will be. Webster's 1828, stupid defines out to be what? Dull and insensible. Now, here we go. Teaching in a public school, friends. The flags that were flying during the Revolutionary War were appeal to heaven and no king but King Jesus. And by the way, let me interject this. if at any time during the radio program, pro or con, concerning the topic that we're talking about, you can call in. 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Going back to the Revolutionary War, the flags that were flying again, appeal to heaven and no king but King Jesus. 25 of the 56 signers in our country had seminary degrees. Yeah, you heard me rightly. Now, keep in mind, the least religious signer, founder, Thomas Paine, was over in France rebuking scientists who were attempting to take praise that belonged to God unto themselves. So that shows you the degree of the least of who we were as a Christian nation. Okay? That was Thomas Paine. Now, also keep in mind, science is the study of creation, just to blow the scientists out of the water. Folks, professing themselves to be wise, they become fools. And oh boy, does their foolishness show today. Okay? 25 of the 56 signers had seminary degrees. When you go to Washington, D.C., on the aluminum tip of the capstone of the Washington, D.C. monument, it is a Latin phrase, Laus Deo, which says, praise be to God. Okay? And along the stairway to the heights are 195 carved tributes donated by states, cities, individuals, associations, and foreign governments, friends. Okay? The blocks resound with quotations. Speaking of the Washington Monument, for those that did not know, because you're being told by the atheists that who love to revise and rewrite history because they want to tear down our history and recreate it just like themselves. Okay? Keep in mind as well, Benjamin Franklin said in 1793 that atheism was unheard of, as was infidelity, unfaithfulness in marriage. Going back to the Washington Monument, the blocks on the way up to the tip where it says, praise be to God, the stairwell, holiness to the Lord, found in Exodus 28. Search the scriptures, John 5:39. The memory of the just is blessed, Proverbs 10:7, and such invocations as, may heaven to this union, all 50 states, continue in its benefits. You ever wonder why when you go into your Capitol buildings in the United States, friends, you ever wonder why you see Moses there? Because we're established on common law. Okay? When you look at the inscription above the heads of the Supreme Court justices, if that's what you want to call them in America, more like the injustices. And by the way, they've had a preacher open and close court session since 1977 in that courtroom. And they end with saying, God save the U.S., okay? But above that, you'll see Moses holding the two tablets, God's moral law, and right under that it says, Justice, the guardian of liberty. Now, friends, let me ask you a quick question. Don't want to get too far off of track. But how are you to have justice if you don't know the law? Wasn't it Jesus that said, he that saith I know him and keepeth not his commandments is a liar and the truth is not in him in 1 John? And yet, when you go over on a positive, you go to John 14, verse 21, he said, he that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me, and he that loveth me will be loved of my Father, and I will manifest myself unto him. Okay? The both of them now. So, we see the benefits of obeying God from the heart, not because we have to, but because we see the sacrifice of his Son, Jesus Christ, on the cross. And by the way, the cross, keep this in mind, has a twofold meaning. How much does God hate sin, and how much does God love man? Okay? Don't forget that. Going to the next point. Inscription on our Liberty Bell, for those that did not know, is Leviticus 25:10. And it says, and proclaim liberty throughout all the land unto all the inhabitants thereof, showing you your foundations, friends. When we go over to Lady Liberty in New York City, there's a monument there called the Statue of Liberty. You all know what I'm talking about. Did you know that the inscription at the bottom of Lady Liberty's feet is Liberty Enlightening the World? And I'm adding Isaiah 51. Read it when you get a minute. The torch that she holds in her right hand is a symbol of freedom. What is the eternal flame symbolify? Well, freedom. And what is the price of freedom? Eternal vigilance. Okay, it's always burning. In her left hand, she holds a tablet. And this tablet in her left hand is, guess what, friends? It is the Declaration of Independence, where you derive your rights from your creator, not the state. Real quick insertion, okay? A biblical view and understanding of who you are, friends. God has given unto us rights The state means to give us privileges because they mean to be God. That's why they're attempting to usurp God in all that they do. Okay? Listen carefully. A biblical view of who we are in government in this country is our representatives derive their just powers from the consent of we, the people, that are ruled by God because we love God. Okay? A biblical view is state is divinely ordained, state authority is limited, leads to patriotism, and patriotism, defined, friends, is upholding dying laws. Okay? Results in a republic based on creation. Remember what John F. Kennedy said? I wasn't around then. But he said back in the 60s, he said, think not that your rights come from the generosity of the state. They come not from the generosity of the state. They come from the hand of God. Okay? Now, if we go over to a pagan view, which they're trying to teach students across this country 5 days a week, year after year, in this country since the 50s and the 60s, they're teaching them a pagan view of government. In other words, the state rules the roost, God does not, which is funny within itself. Read Psalm 2. But if you have a pagan view of government, state is divine, state authority is unlimited, and it leads to state worship. This is what we're seeing today. And it results in tyranny. Okay? And that's all based on an evolutionary view of who we are and where we came from.
You know, I'd like to add to that, too, as Charles Carroll, the signer of the Declaration of Independence, he said this, had the people during the Revolution had a suspicion of any attempt to war against Christianity, you're talking about all these monuments and all these Christian symbols that we have in America, that revolution would have been strangled in its cradle. In this age, there can be no substitute for Christianity. That was the religion of the founders of the Republic, and they expected it to remain the religion of their descendants.
And so that's up to the people.
Exactly, and that's up to the descendants to hold the torch of what they lit for us, that flame of freedom.
Yep. Still
for our posterity, that's right.
Yep. So going back to Lady Liberty, also keep in mind, Lady Liberty, the Statue of Liberty, is a gift from the, guess who, friends? The French. Now, going back to the third president of the United States, I know I'm inundating you with a lot of information, but I'm just downloading as quick as I can to move on. Here's the deal. Thomas Jefferson was asked to make distinction between French government and American government, European government at the time, friends, and American government. He said the distinction was the difference between heaven and hell. Now, in her left hand, she holds a tablet. The tablet is the Declaration of Independence, which three-quarters of that document is, well, it's nothing but our forefathers throwing off a tyrant. See, it's better to obey God than it is man, and that's what that statue symbolifies. And at her feet, just to prove my point, is a broken chain symbolifying and symbolizing that we are a free country. We're going to come right back and show you that people are destroyed for lack of knowledge.
Spring time is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
We are America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
Americans have always been ready to defend, to serve, and to honor those who defended and are defending all of us. So this month, the Freeze-Dried Guy honors and serves Americans with our meat, rice, and potato sale. Our unit includes 4 number 10 cans of quality Mountain House cooked diced beef, ground beef, diced chicken, white rice, and 2 cans of FDG dehydrated diced potatoes. 158 servings per case unit. And during the Freeze-Dried Guy's meat, rice, and potato sale, get 1 case for only $179. 2 cases for only $355. Or or get three cases for only $5.15, and all come with lots of valuable freebies. For details, click freezedryguy.com and hurry. Sale ends today. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Plus, free shipping to the lower 48 states from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Anytime you'd like to call in, 1-866-233-0747. Especially for you new listeners, some of you might be, well, having a conniption fit.
A conniption fit?
Yeah, they're trying
to.
Man, I just don't agree with this, man. I'm not to be ruled by anybody but myself.
All right, well,
man.
If you're going
to
have a conniption fit, you might as well do it on
my
radio.
I had an atheist call in one time. He was brave enough to do it. Friends, one of our opposition. Okay, listen. They gotta attack somebody. So maybe the guy that may as well be the guy that's telling you the truth. You gotta keep in mind, I'm not giving you my opinion. I'm giving you the facts. The atheist calls in. He said, "I don't believe we're ruled by God." And I said, "Well, sir, you don't need to believe that. You don't need to believe in trucks neither. But what happens if you stand in front of one?"
Mm-hmm.
And the next thing I said, "Well, Mr. Atheist," I was being cordial, cool to the guy. Because friends, you need to understand that atheism proceeds communism, and communism proceeds atheism. Vladimir Lenin said that. So it's a tool, friends, to upend who you are. That's why they're attacking our Christian crosses. That's why all 1.7% of the population is out to get you, America. Now, just think of that percentage. There's 312 million people, and you're worried about 1.7% of the population. Well, going back to the atheist who doesn't believe in God, I said to the atheist, I said, "Let me ask you the question. Is it against the law to steal?" He said, "Yes." I said, "Interesting." I said, "Who told you that, Mr. Atheist? You don't believe that we're established on common law?" I said, "Exodus 20, my heavenly father said that. Thou shalt not steal. Number 8, it's the 8th commandment." I said, "Is it against the law to lie?" He said, "Why, yes." I said, "Who told you that, Mr. Atheist?" I said, "My heavenly father told you that in Exodus 18, 21 and Exodus 20, didn't he?" I said, "Mr. Atheist, is it against the law to kill?" He said, "Well, of course it is." I said, "Who told you that? We're based on common law, like it or not." Guess what? Mr. Atheist didn't have anything to say at that point.
Mm-hmm.
There's no gainsay with atheism, friends.
Did you also tell him that the Bible says the fool has said in his heart there is no God?
Psalm 14:1.
Yeah.
I did take the time to say that, but I already knew that he already, well, he
already
was self-condemned.
Him. Mm-hmm.
Well, no, I wasn't trying to spank him.
Well, it's a good point.
He did that on his own. He fell into the hole that he himself dug. And what's terrible about this is there's people out there in such a small number that actually, well, they might believe this foolishness.
Yeah.
You know, that is until they need God. And then
that's
once
right.
they need God, it's amazing. You know, I can imagine how many of these atheists up in an airplane at the
a foxhole.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I wonder how many of them are calling upon the God of heaven in Jesus' name. I bet that comes around quite
you
quick.
You see that all the time. You know, people, they're living their lives, doing their thing, and tragedy strikes. And then all of a sudden they pray, Lord, I'm not sure I believe in you. Or Lord, I haven't talked to you in a while, but here's the very thing to get me back to you. Listen,
yes.
You should be talking to the Lord in good times and bad times. How would you like that if you had a fair weather friend that only talks to you when things went bad?
Yeah.
Oh, I only see when things are going bad in your life. You should be with the Lord at all times.
Let's go back to some of our national monuments. Steph, go ahead and set up the Matrix of Liberty. When we were out in Massachusetts, which is a block away from where the Mayflower was, and in 1620, what happened there in Massachusetts, Steph?
Well, we're talking about going back with
Plymouth Rock
and the Pilgrims. They
That's
came,
right.
and they established this. It's called the Matrix of Liberty Monument to the Forefathers. And we actually visited this when we were on tour back in, I think it was November or so of last year. And it was amazing because it's this huge monument. It's in kind of a residential area, but they have all the cornerstones and principles upon which liberty rests. And it goes into faith, and it goes into justice, and it goes into law, and it goes into education.
I'll get into that.
Talking about
the man that lived there for years.
Oh, yeah. So we were there, and, you know, we were all excited. I mean, we had literally been in the car for, you know, 17 hours. We know we're getting kids out of the back. We're ready to go there. And this guy was out. You know, I think he was taking his dog for a walk. And we were excited, and he had talked with a couple people that were with us. In fact, I think he talked to you, Chase, and he said, I walk by this thing every day, and he never gave it a second thought. And here we are, people traveling literally 17 hours in
yep.
a car on the road doing our thing, but making a point to stop so we can learn and see firsthand our heritage and this whole monument, which was established, that this guy's completely taking for granted. He's like,
yeah.
I walk by this thing every day like no big deal, and here you guys are making a point to visit it.
Yeah, I'll tell you what's on that octagonal statue in just a second here, because friends, for those that did not know, I'm again here to share with you that the Matrix of Liberty was to take the place of where the Statue of Liberty is. For some reason it didn't make it there, but I'm going to highlight that statue in just a minute. If you go back to the Plymouth Rock, 1620, seen there, got the hat, the t-shirt, so on and so forth, the Mayflower, the ship, is right across, well, the bay area from where that rock is. Now, those were our predecessors, our forefathers that were puritanical preachers for the most part. And if you've ever read the Mayflower Compact, which preceded our forefathers, in which you know the John Adams, the Thomas Jeffersons, the George Washingtons of the day, well, it's interesting. They have the Declaration of Independence, which Ben Franklin said it smacks of the pulpit. But have you read the founding document of the original forefathers that came here through something called the Mayflower Compact? This was, in a sense, their Declaration of Independence. This is what it says. It's really short. In the name of God, amen, we whose names are underwritten, the loyal subjects of our dread sovereign Lord, King James, by the grace of God of Great Britain, France, and Ireland, King Defender of the Faith, having undertaken for the glory of God and advancement of the Christian faith and the honor of our king and country, a voyage to plant the first colony in the northern parts of Virginia, do by these present solemnly and mutually in the presence of God and one another, covenants and combine ourselves together in a civil body politic for our better ordering. Oh, wait a second. I heard about lines between church and state. Oh, just hang on a second, friends. He goes on, for our better ordering and preservation and furtherance of the end aforesaid, and by the virtue hereof do and act, constitute and frame such just and equal laws. Always keep in mind when you're hearing equality, friends, keep in mind equality is found within law. And the reference to law, okay? Ordinances, acts, constitutions, and officers from time to time, as he shall be thought most meet and convenient for the general good of the colony, unto which we promise all due submission and obedience, in witness whereof we have hereunto subscribed our names at the Cape Cod, the 11th of November, in the reign of our sovereign Lord, King James of England, France, and Ireland, the 18th, and the Scotland, the 54th, Anno Domini,
well,
1620.
That's right, and actually a dedication on the monument's northeast face reads this, National Monument to the Forefathers, erected by a grateful people in remembrance of their labor, sacrifices, and sufferings for the cause of civil and religious liberty.
That's
you're
right,
about,
liberty,
yeah,
friends.
That's right, liberty. You're
liberty.
Talking about, oh, you know, lines between, you know, all these things.
We'll get
about.
To that.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's go to this octagonal Matrix of Liberty. and it's found in Massachusetts, just about a block, block and a half away from the Mayflower.
It's right next to Plymouth Rock.
Yeah,
well.
But it's again, as Stephanie said, it is in a residential area, and you have to look for it, which is not hard. Now, interestingly enough, when you go to this monument, it has a huge, it's just humongous. It's like a young person would say, it's ginormous. What you'll find is Faith is a 36-foot classical draped female standing with 1 foot on Plymouth Rock. Why? Because she has conquered in Christ. Faith has. She's opening she's holding an open Bible in her left hand, and while her right hand is uplifted to heaven. See, because it states on this octagonal matrix of liberty in Massachusetts, a block and a half away from the Mayflower, the pilgrims were the children of the Reformation with Christ as their mediator and the Bible as their source of wisdom. Okay? The architect, Hammett Billings, wrote, "She looks downward as if to those she is addressing, seeming to call to them to trust in a higher power." Now, you go to another portion of this octagonal statue, and it's morality. Morality is a woman holding a tablet of the Ten Commandments in her left hand and the book of Revelation, the scroll of Revelation, in her right. One side of the throne is the prophet Moses holding the tablets of the law and looking towards heaven, and on the other side is an evangelist writing in a book. Let's go to another portion of this octagonal statue known as the Matrix of Liberty. It's called Education. Education is a draped woman pointing to a book in her lap, and the small figures in the niches to the right and left of her chair represent wisdom and youth. Always going to our posterity. Friends, as a matter of fact, when you go to the preamble to the Constitution of the United States, we can see that it says, "We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice." That's the first thing. "Ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and to our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States." Pretty interesting. Huh. It doesn't sound like they're at odds to me. It sounds like they're working together.
That's right.
Just like James Wilson rightly said that religion and government, well, he said they're twin sisters. That's exactly right. Because politics is the study of government. And friends, who gave government? God gave government to the church to establish government. That institution. Isn't that pretty awesome? You probably never heard that before because now you have a president by the name of Barack Hussein Obama who said he's going to fundamentally transform America. That means he's going to go right to the foundation of who you are and he's going to attempt to upend your constitution. And that's why he's using the homosexuals, the atheists, and the such. Because he wants to overthrow the United States Constitution, friends, in every sense of the word. If you'd like to call in at any time, 1-866-233-0747. I would love to be challenged on any of these topics. I have the facts right in front of my face, friends. Going to the next portion of this octagonal matrix of liberty, law. Law is portrayed as a draped male also holding a book. His chair is supported by justice with a woman blindfolded with scales and a sword and mercy. Now, this is my favorite one. This one is called Liberty. Liberty is a helmeted male draped with a lion skin, cradling a sword in his right arm and holding a broken chain in his left. Now, the figures in the niches on the side of his chair represent peace, a woman holding a horn containing food and drink, and tyranny, a king laid low, because they just threw off the tyrant King George. These are meant to symbolize peace resting under the protection of liberty. This is so healthy, friends. Listen, these are meant to symbolize peace at the end of law, friends. You know, law enforcers, they call them peace officers, don't they? That's what you are, America, because you are the Republican form of law in this country, and corruption needs to know that you're there. I end with liberty. These are meant to symbolize peace resting under the protection of liberty, tyranny having been overthrown by its power. Why? Because of the righteous. We'll be right back after this break. Sons of Liberty Radio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work, we cannot say thank you enough. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is David Getch with Patriot Update. America needs a few good men to stand for our founding principles and our Christian values. In Bradley Dean, we have found such a man. Bradley is courageous, persistent, and caring. He cares about America, and he is a disciple of Christ. Through his radio program and articles, he gives conservatives and Christians hope and a good example of how they should stand up for what they believe in.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
Gentlemen, in search of a $1 million smile that'll make them take notice, I mean really get their attention? Then get the mud. My Magic Mud. The fluoride-free whitener with no chemicals, additives, GMOs, or bad taste. And safe to swallow. My Magic Mud detoxifies, reduces sensitivity, cleans and strengthens your teeth while it whitens. Comes as a powder for pure whitening power. Start looking good for that special someone. Get the mud now. MyMagicMud.com.
Listen up, all you preppers and survival enthusiasts. Sigma 3 Survival School has a brand new survival instructor training program that will teach you everything you need to know about survival and then license you to teach our survival programs so you can make a substantial profit from it. If you have always wanted to learn to be completely self-reliant and would like to make money at it, then check out Sigma 3 Survival School Survival Instructor Program at survivalschool.us or call 479-561-3886 today.
You know, you do have to ask the question at times, friends. We're talking about how people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge, but just talking about the breaks, sometimes you listen to these commercials, and I'm not capping on anybody. We obviously appreciate the support that we get through our sponsors, but can you imagine this guy sitting around at home saying, hey, hand me the ketchup. Hey, honey, what are we having for dinner tonight? You know what I mean? And sometimes you get that, like, that echo. Hey, honey, I'm home, 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 home. Oh, were you going to interject something?
I was going to say, watch, we're going to get somebody calling in.
Look at him coming out of the
we're
shadows.
We're going to get somebody calling in who actually talks like that.
Oh, you're going to get some ladies. Listen, that's my husband you're talking about, sir.
Yeah, well, we appreciate your support.
Yeah.
Getting back to my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge, President Harry Truman said back in the 50s of your country, friends, the fundamental basis of this nation's laws was given to Moses on the Mount. The fundamental basis of our Bill of Rights comes from the teachings we get from Exodus and St. Matthew, from Isaiah and St. Paul. He said, I don't think we emphasize that enough these days. He said, if we don't have a proper fundamental moral background conformed to a truth, Webster's 1828, moral background, he said, we will finally end up with a totalitarian government which does not believe in the rights for anybody except the state. And that is exactly what you're seeing today, is a totalitarian government that doesn't feel, friends, I want you to hear me, especially you new listeners, government does not have a right to break the law. Because the people haven't given him that right. And by the way, when you go back to the people that obey God, God didn't give them that right to break the law. And man does not have a right to distort law to make it look just like himself neither. No representative has the right, my friends, to tear down the Constitution in an attempt to recreate it in his own image. Not a one of them. And by the way, the consequence of law falls harder on those that serve we the people than not. And the American people have this completely up on its head. Okay? Because you need to keep in mind something, friends, that those that represent you derive their just powers from consent of we the people. So don't complain about government. Government is a reflection of what you allow them to be, because that's who you are. Okay? We're in this together. It's not us against the government. And government within itself is an awesome institution that God has ordained. Okay? Samuel Adams, speaking of people are destroyed for lack of knowledge, said this: a general dissolution of the principles and manners will more surely overthrow the liberties of America than the whole force of the common enemy. Okay? Talking about people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. I got to make this point really quick because we're coming down to the end of the show. When I do high school assemblies, the first thing I'll ask students is, are we a democracy or are we a republic? Did you know that I've seen about 68 hands across the country actually raise their hand in an acknowledgement that we are a republic? Most people believe that we're a democracy. Here's the other thing. Who was the last president to actually acknowledge that we were a constitutional republic?
That would be Ronald Reagan.
Thank you. Why is every president since George Bush Sr., Bill Clinton, George W. Bush, and well, this guy that we have in the office now, why do they keep telling the American people that we're a democracy? Read Article 4, Section 4, friends, of the Constitution. We are not a democracy. We say the Pledge of Allegiance in schools. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the what? Republic for which it stands, not moves, one nation under God, my father, my daddy, indivisible, that means undividable, with liberty, with the right to do with only the law permits, and justice according to God's moral law for all. Not outside of that. But if you thought we were a democracy, this is how you would say the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of whatever the people want. We're not ruled by the people, friends. We're ruled by God and law. An empire of laws, John Adams said, the second president of the United States. I pledge allegiance to the flag of whatever the people want and to the democracy for which it falls, one nation under a dictatorship. Hello. With bondage and injustice for whosoever believed that we were a democracy. Just today, friends, did you not hear this man in the White House again say that, you know what, for the homosexuals and granting homosexuals, their benefits on a federal level. I'm sorry. I'll bring forth my pen and I'll bring forth another illegal and unconstitutional executive order. And I'll just bypass the voice of the people. The voice of the people is you, friends, and your representatives are called Congress. Do you see what's going on? This is tyranny in action, friends. And it wouldn't have came about had our school systems and the parents of this country taken a care and a concern for what's going on in public school to make sure that they're being taught accurate history, not history and science that's being changed every 3 to 7 years, a principal told me once. But they're teaching your students. Most adults think we're a democracy, friends. Fisher Ames, architect of the First Amendment, along with George Washington, said, a democracy is a volcano which conceals the fiery materials of its own destruction. These will produce an eruption and carry desolation in their way. Is this what we are seeing? But our forefathers warned us, friends. He said, the known propensity of a democracy is to licentiousness, a false version of grace. Excessive license. We can do what we want. Criminals who want their liberty. He said, which the ambitious call an ignorant belief to be liberty. It's not liberty at all. But the pulpits across America have taught your people, have taught this people in this country to be criminals and covered up with a false sense of grace, which is the furthest thing from the grace of the Bible, which is an empowerment to overcome your sin, which is given to you by faith of the Son of God, Galatians 2:21 and 1 John, because it's the faith of God that overcomes this world. But they're teaching you that you can go ahead and use the grace of God as an occasion for the flesh. No, you can't. Okay? James Madison, known as the father of our Constitution, said of a democracy, listen carefully, He said democracy is the most vile form of government. But what have the presidents, for instance, George Herschel Bush. Whatever you want to name that guy. Listen, folks, you look at what's been going on since his administration. We have been under attack majorly in every sense of the word. And it's not just been Barack Hussein Obama. George Bush has been. It's same propaganda, same agenda, friends. Nothing new under the sun. And if you go back and study your history, you'll know what I'm telling you is true. And it's a straight stick laid next to their crooked stick. John Adams said, remember, democracy never lasts long. It soon wastes, exhausts, and murders itself. Friends, phone lines are open. 1-866-233-0747. Pro or con, state a topic.
Yeah, I've got some great quotes here on democracy from Thomas Jefferson. He said, a democracy is nothing more than mob rule, where 51% of the people may take away the rights of the other 49%. And James Madison said, democracies have ever been spectacles of turbulence and contention, have ever been found incompatible with personal security or the rights of property, and have in general been as short in their lives as they have been in their violent depths.
And Thomas Jefferson, again, the third president, said of democracy, he said it is nothing more than mob rule. That's exactly why you're seeing this administration attempting to deceive the people into thinking that the lawless in this country have rights when, in fact, they don't have rights. A democracy is nothing more than mob rule where 51% of the people may take away the rights of the 49. No, that's untrue, friends. But what he said was true. Democracy is what the people want. A Republican form of government is based off of law and principle. I had a guy one time get me on his radio show, and he asked me my opinion. And I said to him, well, my opinion doesn't matter any more than your opinion does. I said, the problem with our country is we used to all be based on the same principles. That is no longer the case. This is why we're divided. And you can thank the educational scheme, and you can go back and thank federal government, but you can go back and thank the parents that are dropping the kids off at the public school in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
I end with this, just to seal the deal, friends. The Constitution of the United States of America, Article 4, Section 4, states, the United States shall guarantee to every state in this union, all 57 states,
mm-hmm.
I'm being funny,
mm-hmm.
Barack Hussein Obama said 57 states, he just got off a 57-state tour before he was the president of the United States. For those that did not know, there's 57 states in the Muslim nation. Okay? But I go on. The United States shall guarantee to every state in this union a Republican form of government and shall protect each of them against invasion and on application of the legislature or the executive when the legislature cannot be convened against domestic violence.
Yep.
That's here at home, friends.
That's right.
We'll talk about more of this tomorrow in 23 hours.
Wrap it up with one final quote from John Marshall, who said, between a balanced republic and a democracy, the difference is that like that between order and chaos. So for those of you who are listening and say, wow, this is great information, you might want to get this on our My War documentary series. We have a 5-part documentary series on our website. If you go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, again, that's sonsoflibertyradio.com. It takes you inside public schools. You can see what we do inside of public schools. And this message, you say, well, I got to have this message. This is so good. I can't write down all these notes fast enough. You can get the My War message on CD, which is our product of the week, by going to sonsoflibertyradio.com. Or you can also get the My War 5-part documentary series, which is all live in your face, takes you inside the public schools. And for those of you who'd like to donate, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, that's sonsoflibertyradio.com. Become a son or daughter of liberty today. Help us restore this nation back to its republic.
Well, stay the course tomorrow. We'll talk to you in 23. Got Bradley and Stephanie, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18. See ya!
A sudden change in the wind. The day grows dark. As ominous clouds move in and lightning begins to carve arcs in the sky, and you realize you are not prepared.
I am telling you to take cover.
The number of intense storms is increasing exponentially in the U.S. Tornadoes, hurricanes, flooding, and droughts are happening with greater magnitude and frequency. If you are choosing to rely on the government to save you,
and no one's coming to help them,
you could be dead wrong. The first step towards self-reliance in the face of disaster is a visit to My Patriot Supply.
Supply.com. There you'll find the absolute best prices on storable foods, non-GMO seeds, emergency water filtration devices, and so much more. All orders over $49 qualify for free shipping in the lower 48. Visit us online or call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. And speak to one of our preparedness advisors today. Remember, before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.